This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 18th, 2023. From lighthouses to missile silos, we have it all here at ARRL Audio News this week. But first, an update on the situation on Maui. Here's ARRL Sierra Herrup.
The firestorm on August 8th roared through parts of the Hawaiian island of Maui, killing more than 100 and destroying 2,000-plus structures. Radio amateurs are assisting local officials. ARRL Pacific Section Manager Joe Speroni, AH0A, is organizing the effort.
We're in direct contact with the county civil defense operation and coordinating all of our efforts with them.
Speroni says the ARRL Hawaii Aries website at hawaiiaries.net was modified to provide the latest in emergency communications news. The website includes updates on Maui's amateur radio and communications infrastructure, including affected and operational radio systems, repeaters, and other emergency communications details. Hams are updating the status of repeaters as work continues to bring more back online. At ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, ARRL Emergency Management Director Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, has a daily briefing with the Hawaii Aries team.
Kept up to date on what we have available, what we could provide them if they need it.
The ARRL HamAid program has a repository of equipment in a mission-ready state to be deployed via airline cargo as needed. For now, the Hawaii crew is fully equipped. Johnston says if amateurs want to help those affected, the opportunity will be there.
Right now, stand by. I think there's going to be a need. There's going to be a request for helping get hams who have lost everything. But right now, they don't even have the place to put new equipment.
HF stations are encouraged to monitor 7088 lower sideband. Hawaii Aries welcomes participations in their nets on the frequency held at 9, noon, and 4 local time. See the website 40meter.net for more information. Sierra Herrup, W5DX, Newington.
On July 18th, 2023, a week-long Youth on the Air YOTA summer camp at Carleton University in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, hosted an amateur radio on the International Space Station Radio Contact, that's known, of course, as ARIS. The purpose of the camp is to connect young amateur radio operators from North, Central, and South America through amateur radio and science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM activities. The youth talked with astronaut Steve Bowen, KI5BKB, who answered 18 questions. ARIS volunteer Ruth Willett, KM4LAO, orchestrated their activities. The ARIS contact went so wonderfully, I'm still on a high. It never gets old, said Willett. And you can watch a video of that contact on YouTube. ARIS is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA, the ISS National Lab, ARRL, and AMSAT. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, known as ILLW, is on Saturday, August 19th and Sunday, August 20th, 2023. In Clare County, Ireland, the Limerick Clare Radio Club, EI4LCR, will celebrate the 26th annual event by operating nonstop for 48 hours from the Loop Head West Clare Lighthouse. That club will be using CW and single sideband to contact lighthouses and lightships throughout the world. Limerick Clare Radio Club Secretary Joe Ryan, EI9HG, said a special QSL card has been designed to mark the event. The club will operate 2 stations, one of which will be at the entrance to the lighthouse, so members of the public can listen to some of the transmissions. During this week's activation, lighthouse visitors will be able to listen to communications between some of the 500 lighthouses and lightships in over 40 countries that will be activated by amateur radio operators. The ILLW website has a complete list of rules, guidelines, and frequencies for the event. ILLW began in 1998 as the Scottish Northern Lights Award, run by the R Amateur Radio Group. The annual event takes place on the third full weekend in August. A new special event will take place on Saturday, August 19th, 2023, involving amateur radio and former Atlas F missile silos. Beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, amateur radio operators from the Champlain Valley Amateur Radio Club, CVARC, as well as a group of amateurs in Texas, will attempt to activate two missile sites, one in Opland, Texas, and the other in Champlain, New York. The goal is to establish an HF contact with each site and with other amateurs throughout the day. The frequencies, though, have not yet been selected, but additional information will be posted on the CVARC Facebook page. Robert Grabowski, KB5RG, and Lance Toller, KD5EFB, will be at the Texas site, which is one of 12 missile silo sites remaining in the state. The site has been converted into a home, but the owner has agreed to let amateurs use it for the event, said Grabowski. 8 of the 12 sites are lived in, and 2 are still abandoned, he added. The site in New York is listed simply as the Champlain Atlas Missile Silo Site 1 at 67 Missile Base Road. It took only 4 days to plan this event, but both groups say they envision organizing other special events and operations linked to the historical dates related to the Atlas F1 missile program. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with us this week with his AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thank you, John. What do you do after you've made all those satellite contacts? You apply for some awards. The ARRL has WAS, WAC, VUCC, and DXCC for satellite operations. It does not matter whether they are voice, CW, or digital, they all count the same. AMSAT has another set of awards. We have one for making your very first satellite contact, the Satellite Communicators Club Award. Next, for 20 states, VE call areas, and DXCC entities, we have the AMSAT Communication Achievement Award. Add 40 more contacts and earn the Sexagesimal Award, 40 more to reach the Century Club. South Africa has allowed us to issue the South Africa Satellite Communications Achievement Award for 25 contacts on LEO satellites. The only stipulation is the call signs must be different. You can earn this one on a few passes. If you like roving, we have the Rover Award and the Reverse VUCC Award. With all those rovers out there, you know we are going to have one of the more difficult awards to earn, the AMSAT Gridmaster Award, for working all 488 continental stateside grids. You can find out more about the ARRL Awards at ARRL.org. Click on the Air, and awards. For the AMSAT awards, visit AMSAT.org, click on Services, and Awards. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO.
An iconic electronic surplus store will soon be closing its doors. Phil Salati, owner of Fair Radio Sales in Lima, Ohio, says it's time to close the business. I took over the business that my dad started in 1947, and after 50 years, it's time to close the doors, he said. Salati has had an offer on the building and feels that it's time to move on. There are 30,000 square feet of equipment and parts that all need to go. Salati wants to be done with the business by October of 2023, but he thinks it might take a little longer. He's even received suggestions to stay open for next year's Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. Thousands of amateur radio operators, collectors, experimenters, and shortwave listeners have visited that store over the years. The shelves and aisles are full of old military radios and receivers. The store's fall-winter 1967 catalog lists the BC-499 FM 20 to 28 megacycle 5-channel crystal-controlled receiver with a dynamotor for $18.95. And a GEO-9 Navy 100 CW transmitter for $69.95, along with pages of meters, cords, headphones, and microphones circa 1942. Many Fair Radio Sales visitors started visiting when they were young, and they continue to shop there now. For one radio amateur, it was a must-stop location every year on their way to the Dayton Hamvention. Another amateur radio operator said he stopped there in 1980 to pick up a Teletype Model 19 machine that still works today. Salati said he likes what he does and has enjoyed coming to work every day, but he wonders what comes next. He said he's thinking about looking for another building and maybe starting over. The September 2023 issue of QST has an incorrect date for the Midwest Superfest at the Three Sisters Park in Chillicothe, Illinois. The convention and hamfest calendar on page 86, that date is listed as September 9th, 2023. The actual dates are September 16th through the 17th, 2023. ARRL regrets this error. This ARRL-sanctioned hamfest is sponsored by the Peoria Area Amateur Radio Club. More information can be found at their website. Additional information about hamfest and conventions can be found at ARRL.org. In Radio Sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. At their website, you can see state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including August 16th through the 22nd, Vermont W1AW/1, and Oklahoma W1AW/5. August 23rd through the 29th, North Dakota W1AW/0, and Idaho W1AW/7. Upcoming contest on August 17th through the 18th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. August 17th, the NTC QSO Party CW. August 19th through the 20th, the SARTG WW RIDI contest, digital. The ARRL 10 GHz and up contest, CW phone and digital. The Russian District Award contest, CW and phone. And also on 19th through the 20th of August, the Keyman's Club of Japan contest, that is CW. August 19th, the Feldhell Sprint, digital. August 19th through the 20th, the North American QSO Party, single sideband and phone there. And on August 19th through the 20th as well, the CVA DX contest, that's CW. August 20th, there are three events, the FIST Sunday Sprint, CW, the ARRL Rookie Roundup, RTTY, that's digital. And on August 20th as well, the Run for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. And on August 23rd, it's the SKCC Sprint, CW there. As for upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, August 19th through the 20th, the Huntsville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention, that's in Huntsville, Alabama. August 25th through the 27th, the Northeast Ham Exposition, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention, that's in Marlboro, Massachusetts. September 1st through the 3rd, it's the Shelby Hamfest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention, that's in Shelby, North Carolina. September 10th, the ARRL's Southern New Jersey Section Convention and Hamfest, that's in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. And on September 22nd through the 23rd, the HRO Superfest, hosting the ARRL Wisconsin State Convention, that's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And finally this week, thanks to the Fort Wayne Radio Club in Allen, Indiana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.